Does branch fit in anywhere?
Oh, I'd forgotten about branch. Yes, I've heard of branch.
What's the relationship between branch and creek?
Well, I know on South Prince in Princeton, there is a creek, I guess you would say, that runs under by the street there, and they used to call that, we'd go down by the branch. I hadn't thought of that, but I think it was the same thing, but I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Now, we have there used to be a lake out in front here, they tell us, many years ago. One man, well, he's been gone now several years, but when we first moved out here, he told me as a boy he came out here and skated, but we always call this a gully down in here.
Yeah.
But we don't have any creeks back here.
Yes.
But I don't know, a gully is just a deep place, wouldn't
yes,
it be?
Yes, right, and not necessarily water.
No, now water runs along here, under here a lot, because when the rains come, the water comes down, and we have tile there, and a lot of times in wet weather the water continues, and there is this creek or stream or branch that goes clear on down, and there by Hitches is a bridge where that crosses, you cross that, but it continues from
uh-huh.
down here.
Yeah.
But I don't know the difference.
That's all right.
It's very interesting to think about.
Yes. Well, there are other words, some other words, maybe brook.
Yes,
brook.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. When I was growing up in Shelby County, we had Prairie Brook and Sugar Creek.
Yes.
And Gordon's Branch. So we had all three of them there. And of course, don't know how they, I had nothing to do with the usage, really.
Yes.
But just picked it up as a kid who spent a lot of time out in the fields.
Yes.
In the summertime.
I don't think I've heard the word brook around anything around here.
It's, we wouldn't apply it. We'd never say we'd go down to the brook, you know.
And then out here someplace we have Pigeon Creek, which is a branch of, runs into White River, I think.
Yes.
Pigeon Creek.
Well, now, that's not the Pigeon Creek that's related to Lincoln, is it? There is a Pigeon Creek territory that's related
to
Lincoln.
No, I don't believe so.
I think that's on down in Spencer County.
Yes, probably. But we have an area out here that they call Pigeon Creek.
Yeah. How about the other, the names of other streams here? Now, there may not be many. I'm not
Of course, Patoka River, which is out this way and empties into, I guess it goes into White and then on into the Wabash at Mount Carmel. But Patoka comes quite a ways down. And well, I can't think offhand.
Yeah.
There probably are others.
That's funny, good. We don't, we have hills here in southern Indiana, but we don't have anything any bigger than that.
No.
What do you call?
Oh, just hills.
Uh-huh.
Now, right out here, along this road, right over here, is called Bald Hill. And that's the highest point in Gibson County.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why that was named B-A-L-D, Bald Hill.
Because it's not bald, huh? It's got...
Mm-mm. And, then out by Hazleton, it was called Vicksburg Hills, and I don't know why that was named, but people used to go there. It was rather hilly.
Well, now if you really do get someplace where you reach an elevation of